Hi everyone, and welcome to Visualize This. Today's episode is slightly different. It's a little bit more high energy. In the episode, you take the part of a circus performer called the Phoenix. I hope you enjoy the change of pace. So sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and get ready to join the circus.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, turn your eyes upwards to the very top of our big top tent. There, suspended 15 meters off the ground, you'll see a silver wire. A cable no wider than your thumb, stretched between our two great trapeze towers. You'll see that there is no net below that wire, no safety lines. The only thing between that wire and the hard, packed dirt and stone beneath my feet is the bedazzling skill of our next performer. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please put your hands together for the Phoenix!
As you sprint through the curtains and dive over the hay bales that surround the circus ring, the crowd goes wild. From the stadium seating, they cheer and shout for you, spilling popcorn from oversized boxes and waving their Big Wig Brothers circus flags. You roll to your feet, put your hands above your head with a flourish, and pause dramatically, basking in their applause. The spotlight finds you, reflecting off the thousands of golden sequins sewn into your costume, along with a short cloak of peacock feathers. The sequins send sparkling points of light across the hay-strewn floor, and the iridescent peacock feathers shimmer as you turn and strut around the ring in a circle, waving a hand imperiously at the crowd, playing the part of the proud phoenix to the hilt. You perform a sweeping bow to the ringmaster, who accepts it graciously and disappears backstage through the performer's entrance. It's just you and the crowd now. You stride confidently over to the ladder of one of the trapeze towers and stop for one more wave to the crowd before you begin to ascend. A slow drum roll begins to build as you climb hand over hand up the ladder towards the top of the circus tent, where your high wire awaits. Near the top of the ladder, your foot slips and you barely catch yourself from falling. The drumbeat falters and stops. The crowd gasps, but you turn with a smile and wave, and they laugh in relief. It's all part of the show. You reach the top of the ladder and gaze down at the crowd. The spotlight has followed you up the ladder, illuminating you like a star in the sky. Below you, a sea of enthralled faces and wide eyes follow your every move, hands automatically shoveling popcorn into their mouths. One of the punters covers her eyes. Up here, at the top of the tent, you feel as if you have been filled with energy and tension. You feel an electric buzz in your stomach, and you're standing on tiptoes, as if you may take off at any moment. You can smell the smoke of the sparklers and fireworks, the smell of a match just after it's been lit. You're holding on to the frame of the trapeze tower lightly, and are perfectly balanced and ready. There is no fear of heights for you. This is where you fly like a bird. With a flourish of your hands, you make a golden rod appear from inside its hiding place in one of the struts of the trapeze tower. It's as tall as you are, painted gold and studded with reflective beads that sparkle in the spotlight. You spin the pole over your head and twist the handle. The pole is telescopic on both sides. The telescopic arms snap out, and suddenly the pole becomes three times as long. The crowd cheers. You turn to the high wire and theatrically raise your foot above it. You are wearing soft brown leather slippers with a gap between the big toe and the rest of the toes. You bring your foot down and place it carefully on the wire. The crowd goes quiet, and so do you. You shut out the sound of the drum roll and breathe in deeply. You hold it for a moment, and then breathe out, banishing all your worries and anxieties, forgetting for a moment everything in your life and the rest of the world. And when you open your eyes, you are calm and balanced, and the high wire is shining like silver. You step forward onto the wire, feeling the tension in it as your weight causes it to flex. The wire is pulled tight to reduce sway, but it has enough give that you can bounce on it. You pretend to be feeling the wire out carefully, as if unsure at the early stage of the performance. The crowd watch with bated breath as you slide your back foot up behind your front, and then smoothly take a step reconnecting with the wire. You step forward again, the long balance pole held loosely in your hands, parallel to the ground. With tiny adjustments in your ankles and by moving the rod, you maintain perfect balance as you walk slowly out to the middle of the wire. When you reach the middle of the wire, you raise your hands and the rod up above your head in victory. The crowd's cheer turns into screams and gasps as your right foot slips off the wire and your left leg folds up underneath you. You end up sitting on the wire with one foot still placed on it. You wobble precariously on the wire and then stabilize. It's all part of the show, but the crowd is on the edge of their seats. You flex and straighten your body, bouncing the wire once, twice, and on the third bounce you jump up onto one foot and dangle the other out into open space before finally regaining your position. The crowd breathes a sigh of relief. With your whole body, you bounce the wire again. This time you make the wire bend in the middle like a trampoline. And as the wire rebounds, you leap up into the air, throwing your head back and curling your body around the balance pole, performing a perfect somersault, before landing back on your feet again. The wire sways left and right, but you keep your balance. The crowd cheers and applauds your skill, and the circus band plays a fanfare on trumpet, accordion, and trombone. Now for the big finale. You turn the balancing rod to the left, counterweighting it with your body, and let the first extension slide back into it. You lock it in place and turn the rod the other way, sliding the second extension back in as well. Below you, Spats the Clown has appeared in the circus ring, and he waves at you. You carefully make sure the rod is parallel to the floor and drop it. Spats catches the rod, pratfalling on the ground as if he had been crushed by it. He climbs back to his feet and drags the rod out of the ring, straining as if it's made of pure gold. Meanwhile, you are holding your arms out for balance, and without the rod, it's a lot more difficult. Slowly, you lean forward and place one hand on the high wire, gripping it tightly. One of your legs rises into the air, and you pause there, one foot pointed up in the air. Then you kick up off your feet and bring your other hand to the wire, performing a handstand 15 meters off the ground. You balance there perfectly and listen to the applause as the spotlight shines off your golden bodysuit and iridescent green and blue cloak, which is hanging down against the back of your head. You flex your elbows and begin to bounce the wire, bouncing up and down while maintaining the handstand. Down below, Arnulf the Strongman is holding the wire, pulling on it and releasing it as you bounce up and down more and more, until he finally pulls hard on the wire, catapulting you up into the sky near the pinnacle of the tent. You can smell the plastic tarpaulin as you somersault backwards. Time slows down as you spin in the air, tucking your arms and legs in. You hear the gasp of the crowd, the high-pitched squeal of the trumpet, and the screams of small children. You spread your arms like majestic wings and soar past the wire, just missing it as you fall down towards the ground. The crowd cries out in terror as you plummet towards the hard floor. But just a few meters before you meet your demise, the almost invisible black safety wire attached to your belt, which you connected to the high wire the first time you seemed to slip, goes taut and catches your fall. The thick leather belt underneath your costume creaks and stretches, but it holds, and your fall turns into a swing, arms outstretched, chest outthrust, sequins and feathers fluttering in the wind. Arnulf lowers you gently to the ground. You grab the safety wire to swing yourself up to your feet and release the catch. It disappears up into the tent, and you spread your arms wide for the crowd, strutting around the circle to their rapturous applause. Hundreds of children, their faces painted like wild animals, call your name out in unison. Phoenix, Phoenix, Phoenix. As you pass them, you see the magic spark ignited in their eyes. You've captured their imaginations. For a week, the only thing they'll talk about is becoming a part of the circus. Maybe they'll want to be a powerful strongman, or a graceful exotic trapeze artist, or an acrobatic juggler, or a grand high-wire performer. Most of them will never go further than juggling tennis balls or learning to handstand on a beach. But for some of them, that spark will never die. They'll chase that dream of a life in the circus, performing for the crowds for a few nights before packing up the trucks and continuing the journey, the life of travel and training and injuries and worry and trying to make ends meet. They'll become a part of a family of performers, soaking up the laughter and the applause and love from the crowd, thrilling them and passing on that spark to the next generation who will keep the circus alive.
The end. I hope you enjoyed that. If you did, can you think of a friend who might like it? Please share this episode with them. Cheers.
Ping.